Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. Revelation chapter 1, we're going to read verses 9 through 18 very quickly. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, and unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and death. We talk a lot about heaven and the things that are there. God doesn't really talk a lot about it in the Bible, but he gives us little glimpses. It's too hard for us to comprehend as sinners. Heaven's going to be wonderful for many reasons. Heaven will be wonderful because of what will not be there, but heaven will be wonderful because of what is there. There's no night, no lies, nothing that works as an abomination. There'll be nothing that defiles. There'll be no evil there. There's not going to be any murder or idolatry, no death, no pain, no sorrow. But it's going to be wonderful in its beauty as well. Heaven's also going to be beautiful because of the friends and loved ones who have gone before us. I'll get to see my mama, my grandparents. I'll get to see my 5 grandchildren that I never got to see here on earth. I'll get to see my pastor, Brother Hiles. I'll get to see Brother Roloff and my cousin who was killed in the plane crash with Brother Roloff. I could go on and on of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that I know there. Heaven will be wonderful because of the people in the Bible that will be there. Think through all of Scripture who you'd like to meet and that will be there. But even with all this, very little is said in the Bible about all of this. God didn't spend much time in the Bible about any of it. God only gives us little glimpses. But the topic of the most time in the Bible is about Jesus being the main attraction in heaven. Jesus is what heaven is all about. As God pulls back the curtain of heaven to give us a peek into Scripture and peek into heaven, Jesus comes into focus. Philippians 1:23 says, to be with Christ, which is far better. It doesn't say streets of gold and gates of pearl and no sin, which is far better. No, Jesus is far better. In 2 Corinthians 5:8 says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. It doesn't say to be in the presence of streets of gold, no sickness, no sorrow, no pain. Jesus is going to be the main attraction. When Stephen was being stoned in Acts chapter 7 in verse 56, it doesn't say that when he saw heaven, he was talking about walls of jasper or gates of pearl. He said, I see Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 4:17, the Bible doesn't say, so shall we ever be in big, beautiful mansions. It says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. You see, Jesus is the main attraction of heaven. Let's talk about Jesus in heaven for a moment. First of all, the first thing we will see is Jesus on the throne. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, and also Revelation 4, 10 and 11. You see, we will see the judgment seat of Christ, and we will submit to his leadership and authority, and we will be what he says we will be. In Revelation chapter 4, verse number 11, it says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive honor and glory and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So Jesus, not Peter, is who we'll see in heaven first. Secondly, we will see Jesus open the book. What is that book? Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. I will give you an opinion here. You have the right to have a different opinion, but I believe this is the title deed for our purchased price, our salvation. I believe it is the deed that allows us to be there for eternity, and no one else has paid the price but Jesus for us. This title deed gives us access to everything in heaven and earth, including our bodies. Jesus was the only one worthy to open the book because he was the only one worthy to pay the price. Our eternity was sealed by the opening of the book, and we get to praise him for it. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 10. Next, Jesus opens the seals to begin the judgment of the tribulation on earth. That's in Revelation chapter 6, verse number 1. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 14. Those saved by the 144 Hebrew soul winners are going to be killed, but they see Jesus first. And that means new converts are going to be joining us as we're in heaven. May I say something? I'd rather have gravel roads in heaven or a mud path as long as Jesus is there, because Jesus is the main attraction. Jesus will be the one to feed us at the marriage feast of the Lamb, Revelation 7:17. Jesus will be our high priest, not the Pope, for eternity, Revelation 8, verses 3 through 5. He will be seated next to God, pointing to his own blood for our salvation that is on the mercy seat. The bloodless salvation garbage of today, and Charles Stanley and John MacArthur and Joel Osteen and Joyce Myers and Chuck Swindoll and Billy Graham and Rick Warren. Hey, they're wrong on the blood. They're wrong on salvation. That's Revelation 15, 3 through 8. And lastly, Jesus will cast the devil out of heaven. Revelation 12, 7 through 12. I can't wait to be there to watch Jesus kick old smutty face right out of heaven into hell. The Bible talks about Jesus in heaven because Jesus is heaven. Jesus is the bridegroom to whom we will marry. And he is the Word of God. He is the main attraction. What a wonderful thing. Let's have a great day today. And let's give God a great day from the pastor's heart.
Thank you for listening to the pastor's heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.